listening to After Deadline. I'm Nancy McCarthy. I'm a reporter in the Daily Astorian newsroom. Today we're going to talk about the 4th of July and being on the beach, especially Cannon Beach, where fireworks, as you probably already know, aren't allowed. With me today is Nala Cardillo. She is the coordinator of the Haystack Rock Awareness Program in Cannon Beach. We also have Keith Chandler, who is the director of the Seaside Aquarium. Keith is also the president of the Friends of Haystack Rock Board, and that board is a fundraising board, as I understand it, for Haystack Rock Awareness Program. Is that right, Keith?
Yes, that's one of the main purposes of Friends, is to be able to generate revenue to help the Haystack Rock Awareness Program.
Great. Well, Nala, welcome to the program, and you're going to tell us a little bit about what is available on the beach during the 4th of July, during this weekend. Everyone probably knows, we don't allow fireworks in Cannon Beach, but tell me why that might be, and then tell me what might be available for people as an alternative.
Thank you, Nancy. Cannon Beach supports the Oregon law banning fireworks on the beach, and so in Cannon Beach, one of the amazing things that you can see is natural wildlife on Haystack Rock. And so the Haystack Rock Awareness Program, in partnership with the Friends of Haystack Rock, sponsors an event called the Great Cannon Beach Puffin Watch. And this year we'll be celebrating that on Saturday, July 3rd, as well as Sunday, July 4th. And we have a variety of activities. Shall I talk about those?
Definitely. Go ahead.
Great. So we will be setting up bird scopes, and we'll have binoculars available for people to come and observe the nesting seabirds that are right now sitting on active nests in the National Wildlife Refuge on Haystack Rock. We'll be doing that from 10:30 to 1:30, 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. both days, Saturday and Sunday. We also have some fantastic speakers who will be coming to share presentations on the beach at Haystack Rock. On Saturday at 10:30, Neil Main, one of the founders of our program, and his grandson Michael Wing will be giving a photography presentation. At 11:30, Tom Horning, one of our great supporters, will be talking about geology of Haystack Rock. Then on Sunday, our partner Charnel Fee with the Wildlife Center of the North Coast will be talking about live rescue birds. And finally, at noon on Sunday, Richard Messenger, a volunteer with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, will be talking about puffins and other seabirds. He's currently monitoring the puffin population at Haystack Rock.
And this is going to be at Haystack Rock. All of these lectures will be at Haystack Rock, so people can come to see the rock and the tide pools and listen to the lectures at the same time.
Absolutely. And if the weather turns a little windy or a little sprinkling, wet, rainy weather, we also will have a rain tent. So rain or shine, come down to Haystack Rock and hear our speakers, look through the bird scopes. We'll also have, per our normal program, we'll have Rocky Shore interpreters available to share information about the creatures that live in the marine garden, the tide pools around Haystack Rock. And that'll be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. both days. And we encourage you to come check out all the amazing things at Haystack Rock.
It couldn't possibly rain on the 4th of July, could it?
Never rains on the 4th of July around here.
We
right?
will have a tent there in case the weather is a little drippy.
And you're going to be having scopes there so that people can look at the rock close up so they don't have to climb on the rock and disturb it. Tell me a little bit about what HRAP really does there in Cannon Beach.
Sure. Thank you, Nancy. I believe it was 1983 that local citizens, including Neil and Karen Main, came down to Haystack Rock to observe wildlife, including the nesting birds, with their own bird scopes. And they drew a crowd, and they realized there was an opportunity for ongoing education and stewardship of the area. So the Haystack Rock program seeds were planted, and this year we're celebrating our 25th year as a city-sponsored program. The city of Cannon Beach sponsors the Haystack Rock Awareness Program with the mission of protecting, through education, the wildlife that makes its home in the marine garden around the base of Haystack Rock, as well as the nesting birds that utilize the upper portions of the rock, which are part of the Oregon Islands National Wildlife Refuge. So we're really an education program, and we hope through various events and also daily beach programs at low tide to inspire stewardship of our amazing natural resources in Cannon Beach, but also for our many visitors to take those awarenesses of the natural world around them and bring them back to their own backyards and look at the life that lives around them and how we can all preserve our environment for the enjoyment of future generations.
So it really goes beyond Haystack Rock then.
Absolutely.
Great.
And it works really well. Watching the public out there after they've interacted with the volunteers, they become interpreters themselves, and you know, it just expands the whole idea. It's actually very fascinating.
And that's one reason why fireworks are discouraged or actually prohibited on the beach too, isn't it? To protect the birds that are nesting there on the rock, as well as other wildlife in the area. Tell me a little bit more about that. What happens if there's a fireworks goes off there?
Well, it affects a lot of different animals, even, you know, the pets that people bring down. I know I had dogs that were absolutely terrified around the fireworks, and the nesting birds have to have the same kind of feeling, this stuff that they're not used to.
And they will leave the nests, won't they, and maybe not return to the nests?
My understanding, this is my second year in Cannon Beach at the Haystack Rock Awareness Program. My understanding in years past, when perhaps there were more fireworks activity, is that birds would be flushed from the nest with the noise and the fireworks disturbance. So maybe leaving their eggs behind, or also kicking chicks out of the nest in their haste to leave the nest, and so dead birds would be found on the beach. So if we support the law, which prohibits fireworks on the beach, we're not only supporting the law, protecting wildlife, supporting our pets, but the other point, I think, which is all the more poignant at this time when we're looking at the tragedy of the Gulf oil spill, is we're helping to keep our beaches clean, we're helping to keep our ocean clean, and celebrating our 4th of July with other activities.
So tell me, Keith, you mentioned there are other animals. There have been some sightings of sea lions and seals there on
the
beach?
Yeah, there was a sea lion and a harbor seal both hanging out at HRAP or at the rock for several days, just getting some rest. Then they got better and moved on. Right now we have a couple that one's on Seaside Beach that has been, you know, when these animals get sick, they have to come up on the beach to get rest, to get better. And so having all the fireworks there when they're trying to take a nap is not the best scenario.
I know, that really bugs me when I'm trying to sleep and somebody fires off a firework. So.
Right, especially when it's in your own bedroom.
Right, exactly, yeah. You are the director of the Seaside Aquarium. Tell me a little bit about what's available on the 4th for people who are in Seaside.
Well, the aquarium runs a program in the summertime called the Seaside Beach and Nicanicum Estuary Discovery Program. That's a lot of words. Mm. It's basically we set up some scopes at the estuary down at Quatet Park right by the convention center on Saturdays, and then we set up on the beach right in front of the aquarium on Sunday. It's a program funded by the city of Seaside that just lets people know a little bit more about their environment that they're there to enjoy. They can learn the history of the beach. A lot of people don't understand what the beach used to look like and what it looks like now. It's changed a lot over the years. So it's a free to the public, and it's kind of similar to HRAP on a much smaller scale.
Well, tell me a little bit about the history of HRAP. You talked about it just earlier. And then tell me how many people come to talk to the interpreters that are there over the summer. How many visitors? How has it grown?
I believe our first pilot program for the Haystack Rock Awareness Program was held in 1985 around the 4th of July weekend, and I believe it was a total of 11 programs, again based around the low tide. So some of those days might have had a morning low tide and evening low tide during daylight hours. 11 programs in 1985, and I believe the volunteers who held that those programs spoke with about 3,000 or 4,000 visitors. I don't have that exact number in front of me. Last year, the Haystack Rock Awareness Program held 209 programs and spoke with 78,000 visitors. Plus, every year we receive requests from more and more school groups, as well as adult groups like bird watching groups and other traveling groups who wish to come to Haystack Rock for a field trip. So last year, I believe we had about 60 groups come to Haystack Rock with another 3,000 participants. And really over the years, we've seen those numbers continue to increase as people travel more and as people are drawn to Oregon's coast and Cannon Beach in particular, to Haystack Rock, to the wonderful things that Cannon Beach offers. So our program continues to expand to be on the beach to offer natural interpretation to those visitors and to those groups.
And there's no reason to expect that it won't continue to increase for a while anyway.
Not that I can see.
Are you seeing a lot of people this year?
Yes. In fact, I just was doing a quick report the other day for the month of May. We talked to 10,000 people, and we were on the beach for 35 programs. So that's, again, a few days where we're on the beach more than once, and we've had some lovely weather. And it's really been... did I say the month of May? I guess I'm not caught up with my data. So I am talking about the month of May. And in June, I don't know what the numbers are, but we had lots of really sunny days. School has wrapped up, so we're seeing more and more families coming to the beach. I won't put a guess as to June's numbers, but we're really in the full swing of summer. And to keep up with the crescendo of people coming, we also have a real blossoming of wildlife at Haystack Rock. We've seen not only all of the birds build their nest, now sitting on eggs. Some of them have chicks and or are feeding their chicks. But we've seen in the tide pools a lot of signs of reproduction and new animals. And so it's been really fun to share all of that with our visitors.
Do you have any idea what the numbers are in terms of puffins and oyster catchers? I know that those populations are being watched pretty closely. What's the situation there?
I'll start with oyster catchers because they are fewer in number than puffins. And it's believed that there are maybe 250 to 300 black oyster catchers on the entire Oregon coast. And we are very fortunate at Haystack Rock. We have a nesting pair sitting in a very prominent area in what's known as the saddle around the base of Haystack Rock. And we were actually asked by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to try to support that particular pair of birds in their nest because the species has so few numbers that we want to try to give them the odds of reproducing, the best odds. Last year they were unsuccessful after several nesting attempts. And they're a wonderful bird. I encourage folks to come down and ask us questions and learn about them. And then in terms of tufted puffins, I think I can say that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service did formal surveys in 1998 and 2008 for a number of seabirds, including puffins, and saw some pretty dramatic declines, maybe by as much as 90% population decline for birds, including puffins. So this year, we have a volunteer, Richard Messenger, with the Fish and Wildlife Service, who is at Haystack Rock formally monitoring and counting not only how many birds he's seeing, but how many burrows, what kinds of activity, and working with biologists through the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to try to have a more clear number to answer that question by the end of this season. And right now I can say we've seen at least 100 puffins at a time. I don't know how many active pairs we have, but stay tuned for more results as we continue our monitoring partnership.
That's great. It sounds like it's a very reproductive time at Haystack Rock. You are listening to After Deadline on Coast Community Radio. My name is Nancy McCarthy. I'm a reporter in the Daily Astorian Newsroom. We're talking to Keith Chandler, who is the director of the Seaside Aquarium and the chair of the Friends of Haystack Rock program. And we are talking to Nala Cardillo, who is the coordinator of the Haystack Rock Awareness Program. Keith, tell me a little bit about what Friends of Haystack Rock does.
They do, well, we mentioned fundraising before. Mm-hmm. We were able to get a grant a couple years ago that helped quite a bit.
It was a pretty big grant, too.
It was a large grant, and that got us to fund an AmeriCorps person which has been an incredible asset for the program. We also do a library lecture series that begins in November and runs through February, Thursday evenings at the Cannon Beach Library. What else do we do?
And the people that do the lecture series, where do they come from? Where do you find them?
A lot of local people and regional people. We've had U.S. Fish and Wildlife people lecture. I even gave a lecture once. So.
You even gave a lecture once. Oh, boy. That must have been fun, actually.
It was fun. It was a lecture on marine mammals because we're involved with the Marine Mammal Stranding Network, too.
I attended a few of those lectures last year, and I know we had a talk about the cannons. That was a great talk. Shelley
State Parker. Parks.
Yeah. And we had a talk about some of the history and some of the formations and plants that could be found around Haystack Rock and elsewhere on the ocean shores. So it's quite a variety of lectures that Friends provides. And that's all volunteer work, isn't that right?
Yes, all volunteer.
Yeah. How you had a fundraising campaign recently. How did that go?
It's still going. We sent letters out, and we have three different phases. We've completed phase one. We have some more ideas to send more letters to corporate sponsors. But it went really well. We got a good amount of return.
And why do you think that is? In this economy, you think people might be a little bit reluctant to donate money when they have other concerns. Why are people appearing to support something like this?
Well, I think, you know, they've been to the Rock, they've seen the program, you know, all the people that you know, the 78,000 people that they spoke with, all, you know, got a good feeling about it. They see the need for this kind of thing, and those people become stewards in their own communities, and I think that's one of the best things the program does. It preaches that concept of taking care of your own backyard.
Now, there are a lot of volunteers that help this run. Tell me about the volunteers, Nala. How many do you have, and what do they do?
Wow, our volunteers are fantastic. I think we started as a volunteer effort, and we are still a volunteer-driven program. We could not do what we do without our fantastic volunteer base. And, excuse me, with our 25th anniversary, I think we've been aiming to recruit 25 new volunteers. We held three volunteer trainings this year and met lots of nice new folks. So I'm not sure where we are with that number, but I would say we have a volunteer base between 75 to 100 people. Mm-hmm. And we welcome volunteers of all backgrounds and time availabilities. So, for example, we have some volunteers, who live in Portland, who may come to the beach once or twice a summer and donate an hour or two of time. We have some volunteers who you'll likely see every week if you come to Haystack Rock. And so we really work together to make the program work. And this weekend, if you come down to the Great Cannon Beach Puffin Watch, you'll not only meet some of our many-year veteran volunteers, but some of our new, fresh folks. And if you're interested in finding out more about volunteering, I encourage you to contact the Haystack Rock Awareness Program. We'd be glad to talk with you more.
How does somebody contact the Haystack Rock Awareness Program?
Well, as a city program, we do have information posted on the City of Cannon Beach website, and there are several links there. They're a bit wordy for email, so I'll just encourage you to Google the City of Cannon Beach Haystack Rock Awareness Program. You know, you can call in. Our phone numbers are listed there. I will say that at this time of year, we're often on the beach, so email and a little website research might be a faster way for you to connect with us. Or come on down to the beach at Haystack Rock at low tide and look for the folks wearing the red Haystack Rock Awareness Program jackets and just ask questions.
Now, there are other ways to find out more about Haystack Rock Awareness Program. The potluck on July 22nd. Tell me about that. What's going to happen there?
Sure. And I think what we try to do is have at least three potlucks a year, spring, summer, and fall, as a gathering time off the beach where we can share a potluck meal, some good stories. We usually invite a speaker. And so this July, we're really celebrating the crescendo of summer together, and our guest speaker is a very special person. She's one of our own team members. Her name is Donna Lenius, and she's our current AmeriCorps member, and she's been working diligently on a new educational tool that we hope to use with school groups. And so her speaking topic is Getting Schooled by the Rock, kind of a tongue-in-cheek reflection of learning beside Haystack Rock, but also our connection with so many schools, not only locally along the coast, but locally within the region. We have many schools visit from Portland and even Seattle. And so Donna will be debuting, hopefully, her educational DVD that she's developed. And the idea is, and we actually had an independent researcher come and verify this, that if we provide educational information to school groups in the classroom before they come to Haystack Rock on their field trip, their knowledge of the natural ecology increases, but also their stewardship behavior, their awareness of stewardship behavior has increased, so that when they come to the rock, they can explore more carefully. And so it's a win-win-win. There's more of a connection for students with the animals that they're seeing. They already have some introduction. So again, through the generous support of the Friends of Haystack Rock the Friends of Haystack Rock, we are able to sponsor an AmeriCorps member, extend our education outreach to schools, which supports the whole circle. And that will be one of the crowning celebrations of our summer potluck.
Great. Keith, you're involved in the DVD, I think, that's being produced, aren't you?
Yeah, actually, Dave Pastor has been filming it. I've been helping him. And, you know, the idea just extends our whole mission statement to protect the rock through education. Just takes it one step farther.
And can you tell me anything about it? Can you give me a little sneak preview?
It should be fun. Dave has a lot of editing to do, but we have some good video of the puffins and a lot of the sea stars and just people at the bird scope. So these students will have an idea of what they're getting into before they get here.
Great. And that potluck is going to be July 22nd. Where is it going to be?
It's going to be at the Community Hall or the Chamber of Commerce in Cannon Beach. I believe it starts at 6 p.m., but I'll have to double-check my notes, so stay tuned for confirmation. And we invite the public, bring a dish to share, bring your own serving ware, and get ready for a great presentation.
And the presentation, I think, starts at 7 or 7:30, something like that?
Right, exactly.
Great. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Now, I understand, too, that HRAP has had a little bit of a surprise lately. You mentioned the AmeriCorps worker that you have working there, and she has been funded mostly by the grant that Friends has provided. And tell me a little bit what has happened with the funding now of that program.
The city of Cannon Beach has applied for the last 3 years to an organization called the Northwest Service Academy for the opportunity to sponsor an AmeriCorps member. It's a competitive process, and we have been awarded a sponsorship each of these last 3 years. Unfortunately, the Northwest Service Academy learned on June 2nd that the grant that they had applied for, which allows them to offer this tremendous program across, I think it's 140 organizations, 5 states, Oregon, Washington, Idaho.
Wisconsin.
Oh, shoot, I forget the last two.
Wisconsin,
thank you.
So,
again, a global, or not a global, but a widespread program, not just Cannon Beach and HRAP, that grant was not funded. And so none of those AmeriCorps sponsorships could be continued. And so we've explored different options at the city, and with the generous support of the city council, we will be creating a temporary solution by offering an internship for this coming year through the Student Conservation Association.
But this is just a temporary situation, a temporary Band-Aid, right? You need to find probably a more permanent solution, because when you get 78,000 visitors and trying to coordinate almost 100 volunteers, that's quite a job to do. I imagine she has helped you a lot with this.
Absolutely. I think of it like an automobile. You can't drive with 3 tires. You need all 4 tires. And our AmeriCorps member has become a critical critical and integral part. So we hope that the Northwest Service Academy will receive its funding next year and we can pursue an AmeriCorps sponsorship with them again. We hope to continue the good work of marine education and volunteer coordination.
And I think, Keith, the Friends also helped solve this a little bit with a grant, $14,000,
And we're in the last year of our grant. We either need to find another grant or do some major fundraising to keep this going, or both.
So if people want to help out with this, they could donate some funds, maybe even earmarked for this particular situation?
Sure. We'll take money from anybody for any reason.
And it'll be money well invested in our community as well as, you know, as we said, in our extended community across the state and planet.
Well, you're going to have a little bit more visibility, I think, on the 4th of July. You're going to be marching in the parade in Cannon Beach. Is that right?
That's right. And we throw good candy, folks.
So tell me, you're going to have a banner that celebrates the 25th anniversary. What other things are you going to do to celebrate the 25th anniversary this year?
Well, I think our fall potluck will really be a time when the season has wrapped up that we can come together and reflect on our history, celebrate our accomplishments, look forward to the next 25 years a bit, and a chance for anyone to come and learn about the program, find out how they can be involved, and just, again, extend the mission of protecting our environment through education and inspiring future stewards.
And Keith, what about the Seaside Aquarium through the summer? You're going to have the Discovery Program. What else can people see if they go to the aquarium?
Well, they can always see what we have at the aquarium, our world-famous harbor seals and all the other critters that are inside there.
They like to talk, don't they?
Yeah, sometimes.
I did visit the aquarium recently, and I was really amused by how vocacious, I guess that was the word that, you know, how they like to kind of manipulate you to come on over here and look at me, come on over here, you know, and somebody else, some other one is going, no, come look at me.
They certainly know what they're doing.
They really do. And you have a lot of different fish and various things to look at as well.
A lot of the things that you could see at the Haystack Rock Awareness Program is up there. You can get a closer look at them.
So that is one thing, too. You can go to the tide pools, kind of get an education of what is available and what's there on the beach, and then go to the aquarium and get an even closer look. So that is what a great combination you have, and you're only 8 or 9 miles apart from each other. So people coming to the beach, or even people living here on the beach that want to know more about the marine life here and the animals that are here, have two great resources.
Absolutely.
Just 8 miles apart. What a wonderful thing.
And this weekend there are going to be some great speakers for the Puffin Watch program. So I'd encourage everybody to get out that can to get out and listen to those speakers.
And a lot of some of these people, their names are in the paper all the time. Tom Horning, Charnel Fee. It would be great to be able to get up close and talk to them, and if you have any questions that you've always wondered about, this might be the best time to have a conversation with them and listen to what they have to say.
And I believe Charnel will have some of her live birds there too. I think the pelicans are going to make the journey to the rock.
Oh, great. Great. Well, Keith, tell me how to get in touch with the Seaside Aquarium if somebody wants to do that.
Well, you can go to our website, seasideaquarium.com, and leave a message there or see what we have to offer. The phone number's on there, 503-738-6211.
All right. And to get to the Haystack Rock Awareness Program, people can Google to the City of Cannon Beach website and follow it from there, and they'll get as much information as they possibly want to have about both programs. This is Nancy McCarthy from the Daily Astorian on After Deadline with Coast Community Radio. Thank you for coming to talk to us today about the programs and about the 4th of July.
Thank
Everyone,
you.
I wish you a happy 4th.